encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Jody Hunt. She is the program coordinator for Backpack Buddies in Ironton, Ohio. And Jody, for those who maybe haven't heard of Backpack Buddies, or maybe they have but they don't know exactly what you guys do, can you give me a little bit of a background of who you are and what you do?
Sure. You know, when my girls were smaller, they were in elementary school. We would just go to practices or ball games, you know, drop them off at school functions. And I just felt like there was a need in our school and our community when we were out and about, that there were just kids, you know, that might need a little extra help or a little extra love, just to know that someone cares about them. You know, it was something that I wasn't really sure how to start or what to do. And I really did. I just prayed about it. It was something that, you know, didn't happen just overnight. It was over, you know, a few months, and talking with our pastor at our church, which is also my dad. You know, Campbell Chapel Church is our home church. And we went back and forth about what to really do. And, you know, Backpack Buddies was created in the midst of all that. You know, I knew that there was a need, and we just started with food. We knew that, you know, a lot of times kids struggle with, you know, the small things, and food was a thing that I thought we could pack them a bag and send it home with them. But of course, you know, that grew into way more than I ever imagined that it would. But I don't think we realize sometimes the actual need that we do have right here in our community, especially right now with, you know, things are different. People have lost jobs. COVID have hit families really hard. You know, there is and we all know there's a drug epidemic in our area. And children are being left to be raised by grandparents and other families, or, you know, older siblings. So it's just a hard time, I feel like, in our community for a lot of different families. And Backpack Buddies just tries to fill the gap and help them out till, you know, they get back on their feet, and just to let kids know that there is someone that cares about them, and we want to make sure that they have what they need. Backpack Buddies is a nonprofit organization, and we provide food for children who have limited to no access to food over the weekends. And our program has grown to, you know, many other things that we help children and families in the community. We have an emergency food pantry. We have a clothing giveaway that we just finished up for back to school book bags. We do hygiene items. We do holiday meals for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and we also have a Secret Santa program, you know, that we'll be working on here in about a month to get ready for children who, you know, won't have a Christmas otherwise.
Okay, and you said you're based in Ironton, so where do you guys serve?
We serve Lawrence County and the surrounding areas. Our backpack program is just strictly in Lawrence County, Ohio, but our emergency food pantry, clothing, shoes, hygiene items, we serve, you know, outside counties as well. We don't have any restrictions for families who can receive items from us. In Lawrence County, we do serve right now 17 schools in Lawrence County, Ohio. And at the end of school last year, we were serving just over 350 kids in Lawrence County. You know, this week we're getting ready to start. It'll be our first week of backpack deliveries for this school year. So we don't have our definite numbers yet, but we do anticipate those numbers to be around the 350 range, maybe a few more that we'll be serving every week for this school year.
Well, that's a lot of children, a lot of families being blessed through the work that you're doing. Where do the resources come from for you to be able to do all of this good that you're doing?
All of the supplies and the food, everything that we get comes in through donations or through grant funding that we apply for and receive grants for. But in the past, almost everything that we have, you know, distributed is through community partners, through people who see the work that we do and want to help us, through donations of churches, just individuals. You know, sometimes schools will do food drives for us just to help us out, because it is a big undertaking. You know, what we started with, you know, here in October of 2012, and we're in, you know, 2021 going into the 2022 school year, has grown tremendously. So it's a definite blessing for all those who support the work that we do. We did get a grant through the state of Ohio for $75,000, which is a true blessing for us. That's an amazing, amazing thing that, you know, that God just works out the way he does. And we're really thankful for that and for his favor upon us and how he blesses us. That grant will be used to buy food and clothing and shoes and hygiene items, you know, all the items that we're in need of so much every single week. It seems like every single week as we go back to school, you know, we're not even our first full week of school, and we've already had three schools contact us for kids that need shoes, clothing, and book bags. So if our program continues to grow each year. So that grant will be a tremendous blessing to us and help us to serve more children and families in our community.
Well, that's great. Now, I know over the last year, the pandemic has kind of thrown a big monkey wrench into everything that everybody's trying to do, and especially schools with children not being able to come into school at times and things like that. And, of course, COVID case numbers are going up again. So how has that affected you guys, or how do you anticipate that it might affect you guys in the coming school year?
COVID-19, for the most part, hasn't really affected us in the way of getting, to the schools. The schools have all been awesome to work with us and allow us to still come in because food is essential to the children and clothing. So they've really worked with us to make sure that we get the food to the kids every week. You know, there are a few things that we had to do a little bit different for kids that went virtual or when we were out of school for an extended period of time. We worked directly with the Rock Hill Local School District, and they were amazing. We packed lunches, and they sent them on the school buses, and we had drop-off sites throughout the county. I mean, we just had a lot of people who pitched in and helped to make sure, you know, that the kids didn't go without, and they got the meals that they needed. You know, we worked with local fire departments. They dropped off at fire stations, and kids could come in there to pick up. We did a few home deliveries. You know, it was just kind of specific to what every child needed. We just tried to make sure that there were no kids who needed food that didn't get what they needed. And, you know, we're ready for that if that happens again this year. If what we're looking at changes, you know, if our school year changes right now, we'll go to whatever extent we need to go to make sure that no child, you know, goes without.
So glad that you were able to make that happen to make sure that kids and families were cared for, even in the most difficult of situations. So that's fantastic. And I know earlier, Jody, you mentioned that you guys have some programs coming up this fall. I'm sure you're going to be doing some drives to get supplies for those things. Do you want to tell us a little bit about those?
Yes, actually right now, here in just a couple of weeks, we're starting Avenge Hunger Month with Armstrong. We partner with them and they're doing a community-wide food drive. I think there'll be about 16 or 17 locations throughout Lawrence County where there'll be drop-off sites. We're just working on getting all of that finalized now, you know, and that'll help us for back to school, getting everything going. Then we start straight into Thanksgiving where we'll do Thanksgiving mailboxes and Christmas mailboxes where people, if, you know, they're interested in helping us, they can donate non-perishable food items, you know, items that we can use in those boxes. And then we start right into Christmas with our Secret Santa program, and where families are, you know, want to help us out with that. Also, you can adopt a child for Christmas and buy their Christmas for them, or you can donate toys, and we can make sure that they get to the kids that need them. Any way that you want to help is always going to be a tremendous blessing to us. You know, monetary donations are always great. We can take that money and just buy the things that we're in need of at that time. You know, whether it's food or clothing or shoes or whatever it might be, we are always in need of non-perishable food items. We use them on a weekly basis. You know, when we're packing for 350 kids a week, that's a lot of items of food that go out of our pantry every single week. That's not counting our emergency food pantry. So food donations are always amazing. You know, we accept donations of clothing and shoes, book bags, school supplies, but we do ask that all of those items are new. We don't want to take any items that are used into the schools because of a lot of restrictions that they have. And we want kids to have new items. You know, we want them to feel special that they get something that's new to them. So that's really important to us and to our program that we pass out all new items. So whatever way you feel led to help us or whatever way you're able to help us will be a tremendous blessing to us.
Fantastic. So if somebody's interested in giving right now, maybe they want to give monetarily, maybe they want to find out about adopting a child at Christmas time, how can they get in touch with you or what should they do?
You can call me directly at 740-534-3550. That's my cell phone number. We have a white Backpack Buddies van and a trailer. If you happen to see them out on the road somewhere or in Walmart, you know, we're all over the county. People flag us down all the time. You can reach out to us through Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Backpack Buddies, or my personal page, Jody Hunt. You can reach out to us that way. If you want to mail in something, we have a P.O. Box number here in Ironton. It's P.O. Box 522, Ironton, Ohio, 45638. There's several ways you can get a hold of us if you need to.
All right. Well, there you have it. I want to encourage you to support this ministry. They're doing some good work there in Lawrence County, Ohio. Again, Backpack Buddies, you can find them on Facebook. And I want to say thank you so much to Jody Hunt for being our special guest on our Community Matters interview today. If you missed any portion of this interview and you want to hear the full thing, visit walkfm.org or even just text the word community to 855-592-5536. And we'll send you the link where you can hear the full interview. And if you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless our community, I'd like to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you have a wonderful day.